USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries, recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
Addressing foreign ministers of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS at the State Department today, the president also insisted that ISIS has been decimated, and the president thanked our troops. Milwaukee police say the officer shot and killed while serving a warrant this morning was a 17-year veteran of the force. Assistant Chief Michael Brunson says shots were fired as police came into contact with two people. One of the suspects was taken into custody. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 21 points to close at 25,390. The NASDAQ was down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
A Connecticut lawmaker wants to tax ammunition, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Freshman State Representative Jillian Gilchrist of West Hartford wants to impose a 50% tax on ammunition. The Democrat says her bill is a prevention measure that's designed to protect public health.
We see this as a public health measure, similar to what we've done in the state of Connecticut with increasing the tax on cigarettes. When we increase that tax, we've seen a reduction in use.
The National Rifle Association does not agree, saying that her proposal is dreadful legislation that punishes law-abiding citizens.
A Milwaukee, Wisconsin police officer was shot and killed Wednesday morning while serving a warrant. The Pentagon is moving 250 active-duty troops to the border town of Eagle Pass, Texas, ahead of a migrant caravan. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said that nearly 2,000 migrants are approaching the Texas border. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mike Rowe is a host of the Facebook series Returning the Favor and also of Dirty Jobs fame. Now, Rowe was on Fox News, Fox and Friends, and he discusses President Trump's State of the Union address by saying the political polarization in the country is becoming dangerous.
What the president just said, I can't quote him verbatim, but it was really interesting. Just seconds ago, it was vengeance, this or that, this or that, this or that. Now, arguments aside, the fundamental choices are binary in everything. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's right. It is this or that. And it's dangerous to frame everything as good or bad, right or wrong, blue collar or white collar, right? But that's where we are as a country. As a result, we simply don't know what to stand for. Because when we hear something we agree with, if it's coming out of a source we don't like, we're paralyzed. Likewise, if we hear something we disagree with from a source we like, we can't call them out because everything has been framed as this or that. We got 7 million jobs that are open right now. A big chunk of those, the majority, don't require a four-year degree. I got $700,000 I'm trying to give away this month in my foundation. We do this every year. We're just over 5 million now. Good for us. But look, it's hard to award work ethic scholarships these days because we're affirmatively challenging the idea that the reason unemployment exists is because there are no jobs. There are a lot of jobs.
That's right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.